Curiosity.
What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Oh wow. My goodness, look, this is compelling live. We are just settling in with our new shirts on. What do you think?
We look very patriotic.
Is it patriotic? Oh,
red, white,
blue.
And you. Ooh. Yeah.
And we have a special guest here, folks. This is huge. Now, do you realize, Mindy, how do I set this up? And am I accurate? I don't even know. The largest pierogi producer on planet Earth. Is
could
that
be.
Accurate?
Yeah, that's us.
Yes.
Mrs. T.
Mrs.
Number one.
T's pierogies right
T's.
Here.
Yeah, number one with
this
a bullet.
Guy and his family put the T in Mrs. T's. Tom Twardzik is here as our guest, and he's going to join us. He doesn't even know what to expect. That's the beauty of this.
I didn't know what to expect the first time I was on this.
Yeah, but that
right.
was different.
Which was the very first podcast.
So yeah. The very first Mr. Curiosity podcast. When was that? Was that, was that 2017, 18?
Jeepers, that long ago.
It was a long
I
time
think
ago.
It was. It was before COVID. And you were my hour-long interview. So it was a different format then. We used to just interview. If you want to listen to that one, just search it, Mr. Curiosity, and put in Tom Twardzik, and you'll find it.
I was quieter then, way more nervous.
No, so what we're doing now is our new format. This is years now. We just answer questions from viewers. So, Tom, did you ever watch this or no?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you know what's happening. We dig in here. We don't know
but
what we're going to get.
Two different bags, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes, two different bags.
We have the Boscov's bag, and we have... You know, I don't want to call them older questions because there's a
little
bit
of mix. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
But you get to pick either from here and here, and you don't know what you're going to get. And if you're uncomfortable at any time, you just take this because you're a big shot, and then we'll just
ring
move
the bell.
On.
You got
just
it.
Move on.
Yeah.
But Nikki, you
it's
said
easy.
You had something that you had to answer.
She has an update.
Yeah.
I have an update.
Let's
so last week, I think it was, someone asked, and it was a question, and I said, I have a button on my jacket that I can't find the third button.
Remember? And what did we tell you?
And you said to Google image result, reverse Google image. I did. Still can't find the button.
What?
No.
Google suggested that I take all the buttons off and just sew more new buttons on. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get really cool new buttons and sew them on.
Ooh. So they don't exist anywhere in the universe.
They don't exist. This button, Google image, and I put two different pictures of this button in.
Did you know that, Tom, that if you take a picture with anything when you're on the Google app or website, whatever, Google, if there's a little camera icon, if you take a picture of anything, it'll find it.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. Well, if you need to buy something unique, just take a picture, and instead of typing in the word Google, you take the picture and it finds it.
It finds it.
I've used this all the time. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Would they also identify what it is I'm taking a picture of?
Well, they'll give you all these.
Yeah.
All these, where you can buy them and how much it is. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. But I can't believe your button doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist, but they found me some other buttons that are much cooler than the one I have on my jacket.
Well, perfect.
So I'm going to get those, and I'm going to wear my jacket.
I bet you
how much can you get for those rare buttons you have?
That's what I mean, for eBay. The three or four
that
exist.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Interesting. And I bet you that button that's missing is in on the floor of some Chinese factory. Far
well,
away.
Could after be. I do all being of that, I'm sure aside. I'm going to find the extra button laying around somewhere in my apartment.
Probably, yeah.
And then I'm going to be annoyed.
Did you open the vacuum bag?
Oh.
Well, thanks
so
for the update.
So who's going first? Does Tom want to go first?
Oh, no. He has to go
you
first.
You have
Mindy.
To go first.
He's used to calling all the shots, Mr. Big Shot.
True.
We're going to call the shots on him today.
Oh, boy.
You have to go first.
All right. Well, I'm always looking out for the underdog, so I'm going to reach in for an old question.
Oh!
Some poor person you have ignored for, I should dig to the bottom.
They're not necessarily old. I think
they're just older.
I think we
not
mixed them
new
up,
as those.
Oh, really?
This is just like the lazy didn't have time to crumble them up yet.
Yeah.
So I don't want to call them old. The Boscov's.
They are very crumbled.
Yes. And by the way, you can sponsor our podcast, too.
If you want to. If you want to.
Nice. The logo on every single week. That's really why we're doing this.
All right, so.
Uh-oh.
I'm supposed to read this?
You read who it's from and then the question.
It is from.
Unless you're uncomfortable.
I have to.
You have to read it.
Read it first to find
that's
out.
The challenge. That's
John Belfiore.
All right. What does he want to know?
On your current temperature.
Oh, there's a weather question then. Uh-oh. Is it inappropriate?
No, it's the question. The question on everyone's mind.
Oh, you
what
asked
is
me
it?
This morning.
I asked him this morning.
And it's very appropriate.
That's awesome. On your current temperature screen, is there a reason that Pottsville is displayed as Pottsville, PA? And every other town doesn't have PA behind it.
I never noticed
so,
it.
So I never noticed it until I got an email. This was months ago, maybe years ago. And I have to correct that. And I never did. And it still lingers. And I never think about it until someone brings it up.
How is it that you pick a Pottsville question?
I know. You picked this up and you're a Schuylkill County guy.
This had to be planted.
Remember, it was John Balfour, not me. And I don't
know John. Had to be planted. I can't even believe that.
If you're confused, again, when we do the weather forecast and we have current temperatures in all the towns. It's the first graphic. Tawanda, Allentown, Scranton. It says Pottsville, comma, PA. No,
I don't even know if there's a comma.
I don't know why it happened.
Are there other Pottsvilles in this world that we're trying to distinguish? That's so funny.
This is going to make me get rid of that. Today is the day.
So. John!
Thank you, John, and thank you, Tom, for bringing that up.
All right, it took teamwork to get this.
Yeah, exactly.
The second graph doesn't
matter. My turn? Yeah. Going to the
bag?
The Boscov's bag. Weird. That was a nice, easy one, right?
That
the
was
pressure
perfect.
Was off you. Yeah. Pressure was off. Good morning, crew. Just an observation. During Joe's WhamCam shticks, has anyone else noticed that Joe... seems to have a fetish to be choked by a big, burly man. Is his wife aware of this? He begs men to beat him up a lot.
I'm ringing the bell.
Marianne Clark. No, I do that in a lot of WhamCams. I'd be like, come on, let's fight.
You would have wrestled in the backyard this morning.
Yeah. But is it, because you guys helped me out, this is like a therapy session, is it only big, burly men? I think it is because I see them as like, look at how big they are. Look at how they think they're so tough. Let me bring this up and bring it out of the...
wiry. You could take them.
Yeah. Ooh. So it's just my way of breaking the ice. That's all it is. There's no fetish for big, burly men. It's just my way of having some fun with people. Because if there was a woman I'm interviewing, I'm like, let's fight. All of a sudden, what? I'm a weirdo.
That's true.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah. So when you do it to a big, burly guy, somehow I think it's
funny. He doesn't care.
But maybe it's just me.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if it were a...
I'm not stuck in those old tropes. If there's a woman that wants to wrestle me, I'm good with that.
Thank you. You're a very progressive gentleman.
There. You inspired me. Next WhamCam, I'm going to ask some woman to wrestle.
Let's see what she says.
Thank you.
Hopefully she doesn't slap you.
I didn't say what your outcome will be.
Exactly. It could go very wrong, Joe, just so you know.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going for the bag.
All right. This is from John Kay. Who makes the decision and ultimately picks the funky music that plays during the pet slideshow?
That's a great question.
Yes. I don't even know.
We need little director Sean here or somebody to.
Or maybe Bonnie knows.
Maybe Bonnie knows. Anyone who's listening, control room.
Do you guys know?
The actual music when we do the pet slideshow?
Huh.
Could you? I never see it. Is it a good type of jingle in the background?
It's not bad.
It's okay.
It's not annoying. Yeah.
It's not annoying.
We better remind everyone of this fact. If we were to play any song that is copyrighted from any popular band, it would cost our station hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's why TV stations don't play songs that you know. So we buy these DVDs and packages of canned cheesy music that we have permission to play.
But of course, if you watch GMA, they're big shots and they've paid all the ASCAP fees and they're allowed to play the music, but we can't because we don't pay those fees.
I always think, can you imagine when I'm doing my forecast if we show the sun coming up and we play Beatles, Here Comes the Sun?
That would be awesome.
Vibe that would be for the public?
It would be lovely.
It would be lovely, but that would cost
us. So are random stray guests allowed to sing popular songs?
No, you're not. If you did, you'd have to pay.
Sorry, everybody. This is your big chance.
You'd have to pay like $25,000 a fine. Yeah. The FCC would come after you.
It's a big deal.
Again.
Yeah.
It is a big deal.
The Pet Slide Show music, it's just some canned generic stuff that we pay for. It's probably under $100 and we have permission to use it. It's one of those things.
It's nice and cheap.
Yep. And there's some poor musician out there who made it and probably didn't get paid much for it either.
That's probably true. And probably a talented musician as well. All right, this is Chris from 44. So, Tom, just so you know, we have some frequent flyers on the podcast. And Chris is one of them. We also have Travis, So there's some people that do write in quite a bit, and we appreciate them. So Chris's question is kind of interesting. I'm not sure if it'll be tough to answer. What's the funniest commercial on TV currently? Funniest commercial on TV.
Currently.
So
funniest.
It's your question. I have my answer, but you have to go first.
I think I do have my answer, actually. And it's sort of close to my heart because I grew up with my dad when I was little watching the original Star Trek. We would watch it together. And I love that William Shatner commercial, the fiber one. Do you guys remember bringing fiber to the masses?
No.
And they're like, Will shat on the car. Yeah, don't you remember this one?
No.
Will shat there.
Don't you remember?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, and then he sees a dog. He's like, is that a shih tzu? And then he's like, duty calls. And it's the whole thing is funny, bringing fiber to the masses. He's hilarious.
I've never seen that. Is it very common?
Yeah, it's on all the time.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I see it every morning. Yeah. So that's
the one
my favorite.
I like that's very popular, I think the progressive ones, Don't Be mm-hmm. Like Your Dad or the whole flow thing, they're all pretty good.
Oh, those are pretty good.
They are pretty good.
Yeah.
I got a kick out of the dog park one.
The dog park song is excellent.
Yeah.
At the dog park. I better not say that.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. $25,000.
No, all those are good. Now, what do you think about the ones, because I have a beef with this, How Not to Be Your Parents. Is that, what is it again? It's how.
Yeah.
It's tough when young homeowners are turning into their
parents.
Yeah.
All the turning into your parents things, I do.
Do you?
And I'm proud of that because the younger people, they're like zombies. They don't interact with people, and I'm sick of it. They just go everywhere, and they're like, talk to people, have fun, bring things up. And that guy suppresses them from doing that. He's like, just sit there and don't talk. Mm-hmm. And I think it's wrong. It's funny, but I still think it's wrong. Like he's at the dentist office, you see the latest one. He's like, oh, they call me a chewer, and he grinds his teeth and everything. Mm-hmm. So what? Talk to people. That's what I do.
It's made me self-conscious of engaging with any server at a waiter or waitress.
Right. You do that too?
And my kids are looking at me.
That's my whole
thought. It'd be nice.
They're like, Dad, don't talk to them. Like, I want to make it fun for them.
I agree. And I sometimes get that from my kids too. They're like, Mom. And especially like when you're on TV, that makes it even worse. Because then people come up to you all the time.
I'm saying, even though those commercials are funny, I say, be more like your parents and stop being a dud in life, all these
right.
young people.
All right. There you go.
There you go.
You should do the anti-progressive commercial.
Now, what about you, Nikki? Do you have much to...
I can't think of one off the top of my head that's funny. No, I really can't.
The commercials?
Yeah.
No, without the progressive one, I wouldn't have one either. They're usually not funny.
I mean, the progressive ones are pretty good.
Could you do the dog walk song at the dog park?
You can't do that song.
It's only a commercial.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll pass.
He's going to get us in trouble.
All right. And how about you, big guy?
I already said the dog park one.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but speaking of commercials, you guys used to have a funny commercial. Do you want to discuss that?
We did commercials on TV.
Do you guys remember his commercial with the alien?
That's right. Oh, my gosh, I loved it.
So we had a group of people who were alien watchers, and they were out with the foil on their heads, and it was like grunge outfits in the woods. And when Wayne and Tim, Wayne Holbin, you remember him, and my brother Tim, would drive up in a pierogi buggy, and they'd have pierogies and offer them to the people, and they would eat them for the first time, fall in love, and we'd say, the tagline was, there's just one side effect, and everyone bursts into polka dancing.
Oh, my gosh, that's so great.
Jimmy Sturr was a cameo in every one of the commercials playing his clarinet for the polka, and that was one of our commercials. Now, we had customers complain, I don't understand, what's this commercial with the Canadians?
What was that one?
That's that one.
Oh, that
one. Because they wore flannel shirts. Oh. All they thought of was they were Canadians.
That's so funny.
Well, there was aluminum on
their
heads.
They have to complain.
What did you
think
about
that?
Now,
was that?
But we had a series of them. We had a biker bar where they came into the biker bar, and the biker guys who were professional bikers, they were eating them and got turned on to it, and then they started breaking into polka dancing. That was probably the most popular version.
That sounds funny.
See, yeah. that sounds like a funny commercial.
They were great.
Yeah.
We're going back. Is that 10, 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, 20 years.
Let's revive them. Can we bring them back?
You can probably find some of them. I don't know how things get on YouTube or online. Somebody put them there, yeah.
Yeah.
So give us some dirt now that you're here, though. So that was a big national ad. Did your people come up with these things, or did you hire an agency and they say, let's do it?
We had an agency, and we worked with a director who had worked on the first 5 years of SNL.
Get
out.
Wow. Yeah. So did you see sales skyrocket after that change? Or not?
Well, not it didn't skyrocket, but the campaign went well, and it got attention, and it did increase sales for us. We kept on trying to expand to markets, and eventually we got a little too far out there because some of the markets get really expensive.
Oh.
And
so
if you spread it out too thin, it doesn't work.
Right. You have to concentrate a little bit. Yeah. Interesting.
So are there any national Mrs. T's pierogi commercials now? Or?
Now running? No. A lot of stuff is being done digital. Oh. Streamers. Depending on what you're watching and what streaming network you're using, you'll find our ads.
Interesting. Yeah, the whole business has changed, right, as far as advertising and marketing.
Yeah. Yeah, the network TV is still big out there, but it's such a segmented market that you got to catch the people at Hulu or Paramount or Netflix or whatever.
Right.
That's interesting.
But are there places still in the United States that go to Oregon, go to Nevada, go to Idaho? They never even heard of a pierogi?
Well, there's lots of pockets of people that don't know what pierogies are, but we are in all 50 states.
Oh.
So you can get them in all 50 states. We do have fans in all 50 states. They're not all like Wilkes-Barre.
Yes.
Gotcha. I mean, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre.
And Pittsburgh, right?
They fly off the shelves. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a blessing. It really is.
It is, yeah. Now, are they in other countries as well? Do you have Mrs. T's in other countries?
You can find us in Grenada.
Wow.
There's apparently a lot of Americans go over there for medical school or something like that.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yep.
Yeah. And then we would be in the military commissaries and things like that.
Okay.
So,
nice.
Yeah, we sell
all over
military contracts, and we've had service people thank us for being able to find us where they're stationed because it's
a little
piece of home for
them,
which
is
really
home.
Neat.
What about like in Eastern Europe, Poland, Ukraine?
Not us yet, nope.
I wonder
what their reaction would be
would
if they're so used to like maybe homemade or something. Would they be like, huh, not sure about this, the freezer version or whatever?
Probably that. I mean, when my dad started, there wasn't a category. There weren't frozen pierogies. People made their own. You got them at the church.
Yeah.
So people thought he was kind of stupid. What are you doing this
Look
for?
Look at us now.
I was going to say, you've got to be laughing at those people now.
You should definitely try Poland. I mean, it seems like it's a win.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to export.
Okay.
You need an import-export.
There you go.
Art Vandalay.
Yes!
From Seinfeld.
Whose turn?
It's
back to you, big guy.
Back to me.
That was mine, about the funniest commercials.
This was a fun one. So
yeah, wow. You need to find Art Vandalay, and then he'll be your importer-exporter, and it'll all be well.
Yeah.
Branch out into Europe, big daddy.
Come on. You just throw some coolers on an international plane and
open up a
headquarters.
Right out of college, I made an investment with an importer-exporter. It did not end well.
So that soured your...
So we have Chris. Do I give the last name? Because I did the first
time. No, it doesn't matter. Yes.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, John got great credit. Chris is on it. What was the first cell phone you owned?
Ooh. Did you have a bag phone being a big shot?
No. My cousin had a bag phone.
Remember those things?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That was a big deal.
That was like a big deal. I know. Yeah. My father-in-law had one. It was this gigantic thing in the center of his car.
I remember that.
What is this, 88, 89?
We had those
maybe?
In newsrooms, too. Like, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to take the bag phone. Like, there'd be one for a newsroom. You know, yeah.
Does
sling it over the shoulder.
Is a cell phone? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a cellular phone.
Yeah. What was yours? You don't remember?
I think it was a Razor.
Everybody had the razors.
I actually loved the flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
I really kind of miss it. It was just like, you know, flip. I don't know. It was handy. But
there's a lot of dinosaurs out there. I hang around some guys. They're in their 60s and beyond, and they still love those phones. And they're very staunch against, I don't want those new fangled modern
phones.
That's
how my dad was.
Yes. It's funny how what happens to the brain. They want their simple flip phone.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do anything.
My dad bought a flip phone, and its whole advertising gimmick was, it's just a phone. That's it. It's just a phone.
You're not going to look up things on the internet. Right. You're
There's
not going to GPS.
There's a group of people who
proud of that, too. They don't want technology.
Yeah. They don't realize how awesome GPS is. Or maybe they're not going anywhere. But
I know.
I mean, that has GPS has changed my life. Now that I don't have to read maps anymore, so nice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know those gigantic cell batteries? They're like this big, whatever they are. I forget the actual designation. I'm talking about an actual battery for
uh-huh.
a
mm-hmm.
They're gigantic. Mm-hmm. I know a guy who bikes. He's in his 70s, and he has one of those big batteries on the front of his bike and an old incandescent flashlight taped to it.
No.
And that's how he bikes when it gets dark. And I'm like, dude, do you know there's LEDs now that are as big as your thumb, 10 times brighter, and they'll last forever? I don't want any of that stuff. Like, what
that's
happens
great.
To people?
It's so funny. We just get stuck in our ways.
What is it about the human brain?
I don't know.
So what have you all done with your old cell phones?
I don't even know where they are. Yeah, they just got thrown away, I guess.
I don't... I've had an old iPhone, and I took it to one of those eco machines at Walmart, and you can get money for them. Sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of times I turn mine in. I turn them in and exchange it for a new phone.
They
I do
used
have a
to
couple
do
old
that.
Ones, though.
My first phone was the Nokia.
Okay.
It was pretty big.
Yeah.
How about the BlackBerry? Everyone had
a BlackBerry. I had a BlackBerry.
I loved my BlackBerry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But the thing is, it was just so weird because, you know, you would often have it charging in my kitchen. This is when I lived in Connecticut. And all of a sudden, I would hear somebody's voice coming out of it because it was a walkie-talkie.
Is that right? Oh,
so
I
work
see. Oh,
would be
yeah,
like, Mindy, are you there?
Stuff.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, yeah. I was like, coworker's voice is coming out of my kitchen
uh-oh.
Right now.
You got something.
Bonnie texted, she picks the music for the pet store.
Hey!
Bonnie! So,
thank you, Bonnie.
So did they like the music or did they dislike the music? I can't remember the question about it.
It just said, who makes the decision and picks the funky music?
Funky.
They called
so
it funky.
That's good.
They had this whole catalog of, and it's all generic music. So okay. Don't blame Bonnie. She only has limited pick.
I'll blame Bonnie if I want to blame Bonnie.
I don't think Bonnie's being blamed for anything.
Tom, do you ever wonder this? Who picks the counties that are in the viewing area? Did the viewing area used to be bigger? That's a good one because Pike County is an example of a county that's like in and out. It's the federal government decides what local television station covers counties.
Oh.
So you can be in Pike County, for example, watch us, have an antenna, pick us up, and you're like, why don't you cover us? And we're like, well, officially the government says you're not in our coverage area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually FCC chosen.
Yeah, it's the government.
What guides their decision?
I don't know.
Think it's like emergency
population.
Because emergency services, so they want total coverage.
Right.
In an event of emergency, and but why? Who knows?
Well, here's the funny thing, though, too. Interestingly enough, for the streaming, if you look at our streaming numbers, which, by the way, are really huge, so
gigantic.
I'm glad that you're getting to be a part of this,
yeah.
Our highest streaming numbers are in Philadelphia.
Wow.
What?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Well, now with streaming and the internet, everything is thrown out of whack because now you don't need an air signal.
Right.
Radio wave to reach you. You can watch anywhere in the world.
Right.
And what if a bunch of people watch in Philly, but we don't cover Philly? It's odd.
But I think there's so many people from this area that move to Philly.
And Florida, too. There's a lot.
And
of
a lot in Florida. Yeah, absolutely.
But if there's a flood watch in Philly, we're not going to cover it.
That's true.
And so anybody watching John Oliver is tuning in to watch what you guys
That's
are doing.
That's true, too. Yeah. Did you see that last clip on John Oliver?
Yes. I came out, and I was so excited to be able to use the WNEP
urinal. Oh, the urinal. The infamous urinal. It's
Did
now
you see
fixed.
It in there?
Yes.
Did you see how the caulking is still not done?
I was going to say that.
They still didn't finish the caulking around the urinal.
It's a pretty big gap. So
I know
you're going to have
is.
To do a few coatings.
Joe,
there.
You are going to have to bring in some caulk.
I'm going to have
and
to
go
do it
fix
then.
The urinal.
See, thanks for noticing.
Somebody's got to do it.
Someone didn't attach the urinal correctly. It was
yes,
a big...
if my wife has done something beautiful in the house, I won't notice it. But I noticed the lack of caulking around the urinal. Ugh.
So Leo says, who is your favorite cartoon bird? What
There's
are
so
the
many.
Options?
Tweety Bird.
Well, is that Ooh. Your favorite then, Tweety Bird?
No.
Yeah. What about the Roadrunner? Mine's Woody Woodpecker.
I was going to say Woody Woodpecker.
He was a wise guy. He's so like outrageous that they don't even have any Woody Woodpecker on anymore. I think he wasn't.
Huh.
He was
good role model for the kids.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
No.
I always liked Roadrunner better than Tweety Bird.
Does Big Bird count?
Big
he's not
Bird?
Really
sure.
a cartoon,
Why
but
not?
He's a Muppet.
You go with the cereal.
I think
cartoon.
I've seen him animated.
Yeah.
What about you?
Cuckoo
big
for
guy?
Cocoa Puffs Bird.
Yeah.
Toucan Sam.
Yeah. There's plenty of birds out there. It seems like there's a lot of birds.
Yeah.
I never thought about birds. Birds universe.
Yeah. But you're going with Tweety.
No, I'm going with Roadrunner.
Oh, Roadrunner.
Right. Yeah.
I taught a putty tat.
Mindy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're better than that.
No, I had to say
you're
it.
You're better than that.
I actually had, when I was young, like pretty young, like, you know, elementary school, I had a this alarm clock that I loved. And it was Sylvester and Tweety Bird. And when it went off, they would run in a circle, and he'd be saying, I taught a putty tat. Oh. And that's how I would wake up. Okay, I'll try to be fast because we only have 1 minute.
Tom's like, whoa. I want to get out of here. It goes fast, doesn't it?
Yes. It goes so fast.
Let's
I cannot find this. Paul, this is from Paul. The playback often doesn't work. I'm not going to.
No, we
got to
end on a positive note. We need a pierogi question. Come on.
Yeah.
Here's one. Come on, we have 20 seconds.
Okay. If you could choose one of the following for free for the rest of your life, would it be free housekeeping, free car repair, or free admission to any park anytime in the U.S.? That's
Wait
from
a minute.
Cindy
Let's
in
think
Effort.
About that.
You can't think too long.
What is
free
it?
Free
housekeeping,
free car repair, or free admission to any park anytime in the U.S.?
Come on, big guy.
Free housekeeping.
What?
I love my wife.
I love
Get her out of that job.
Yeah,
I'm definitely
yeah.
taking car repair. How about you guys?
Housekeeping.
Yeah, I'm taking housekeeping.
Oh, man. Tom Twardzik, great to have you here,
Yay.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.